This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite extensively about this dream and this vision that God has put in our heart, how God wants to use us, how God wants to encourage us, how God give us all these promises that He will be there to guide us and to direct us and to encourage our hearts and give us the tools that we need to make this dream and this vision a reality. Because if you know, we are doing this for the glory of God. We are doing this to further the kingdom of God. And we are doing it to help others and to encourage others. So just keep a prayerful attitude all the time. Don't let things discourage you on your dream. Last time we were together, we talked about being positioned for victory. That the nation of Israel, at the greatest point of their spiritual destiny, that decision they would make that day would determine their future and their fate of the entire nation. Because God led them and set them free from Egypt, led them out into wilderness, and their destination was Israel, the land flowing with milk and honey. God promised to bring them to that land. He sent the angel of the covenant, the pre-incarnate Son of God, before them to lead and to instruct, to protect, and to guide them and to drive out the enemies. Like Israel, God has positioned you for victory. Your destiny just lies just ahead. The question is, what happens next? And today, I'd kind of like to elaborate on that a little bit and talk about making a choice. Approximately 16 months after God delivered Israel out of Egypt bondage, He brought them to the border of the Promised Land, which is Israel. From where they were camped, the Israelites could see the beautiful hills, fields, and pastures of the land which God had promised them as an inheritance. Can you imagine that excitement that filled their hearts and their minds of the people of Israel as they gazed toward the land of Canaan? Behind them were the years of slavery in Egypt, pain, sorrow, the cruel taskmasters, the bondage, anguish, discouragement, and also defeat. Their difficult desert journey was over. Before them was a land of promise with all of the blessings of the covenant, prosperity, provision, protection, and peace. The land belonged to them legally because of the mandate from God, but having the promise to them was not the same as possessing it. And that is true with us. Even though we have this dream, this vision in our heart, and we have the promise from God that He will help us, but that promise means nothing. And it's not the same until we actually possess that dream and make that dream a part of our life, make that dream a reality in our life. That is possessing your dream. And with the help of God, you can make that a reality and possess it. The land was theirs unconditionally, just like your dream. Your dream is yours unconditionally. It was from God. But the possession of it was conditional and based upon their obedience. The same way with us. Our dream is possible. Our dream is actually where we can fulfill it and do it, but it's conditional, based upon how we obey God, how we listen to what He tells us and act and do it. God told them, "If you will obey my voice in truth and keep my covenant, then you shall be my peculiar possession and treasure from among and above all peoples, for all the earth is mine." You hear that? All of the earth and everything in it belongs to God. "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, consecrated and set apart to the glory of God." You can read that in Exodus 19:5-6. God had sent the angel of the covenant before them, warning them to obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey my voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. You can read that in Exodus 23:21-22. And that's a good promise for us too. That same promise he gave them is the same promise for you and I today. There, poised at Kadesh Barnea on the border, Moses told the Israelites, "Ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord your God doth give unto you. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord your God of the fathers have said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." And you can read that in Deuteronomy 1:20-21. God instructed Israel to advance and to take possession of the land. Their destiny was in their own hands, as same with our dreams. It is our destiny and it's in our hands. They had a choice, and so do we, to obey God and possess land, or to disobey God, forfeit their inheritance, and reap the punishment for their disobedience. You have a similar choice. What will you do? We have the same choice. We have the same decision. We can possess this dream. We can make this dream a reality if we obey God, if we trust God and go out and take possession of it and do it. If we don't, if we have all these excuses why we cannot do it, why we can't make this dream a reality, you will lose. You will be disappointed. You will be to the point where you are discouraged, but we can take possession of it because we have the promises and we have the help of God. All we have to do is claim it because his promises are there that he will be with you, that your enemies will be his enemies, your transgressions will be his transgressions because he is there to help you. He is there to lead you, and he is going to help you make this dream a reality. He's going to give you the tool to possess it and to claim it and to do what you need to do for God's glory. Praise God for that. Praise God for his promises. Praise God that he is always, always there helping us, leading us, and guiding us. All we have to do is put our faith in him and trust him. And he will do the rest for us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and what an honor it is to come before your throne. Father, I pray that you will touch this teaching, that you will touch these words. Father, not the words that I've said, but the words that you said through me, that you will touch the hearts of these people and to help them know that they can take possession of this dream and this vision that you have given to them. Father, I pray that you will let them know that you are there to help them, that you are there to overcome all the adversaries, that you are going to strengthen them, and that you're going to encourage them, and that you're going to give them the tools and everything that they need to make this dream and this vision a reality for your glory. Father, I thank you for these promises, and I thank you that you are going with us, that you are actually going before us and leading us and helping us, and help us to put our trust and our faith in you, I pray. In the wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus, touch each and every one of us and help us and encourage our hearts, I ask you, and I will never, ever fail to honor you and to praise you for this. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Making a Choice. Join Paul next week as he teaches, To Whom Will You Listen? Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.